Welcome to the Scott Shepper Podcast. I am a man on a mission to create an army of independent writers, creators, and thinkers who make a hell of a living doing what they love. And it all starts with one thing, and that is doing things the old way, the hard way, the deliberate way, the anti-net way. Listen in as I share thoughts and rants of what goes on behind the scenes as I create an independent knowledge empire, where I get to spend my days doing what I love, reading, writing, and thinking while making a hell of a living and helping my people do the same. What is up, friends and fellow anti-netters? Scott Shepper here, driving to the office. A little bit of a rainy day today, and I wanted to take a second to share a thought with you, a principle lesson. You see, one of the things I am contemplating and evaluating and chewing on right now is the idea of offering back issues of the Scott Shepper letter to new subscribers. And the question is, how should I do this? Ben Settle, a direct response copywriter, you know, on a somewhat irregular basis, offers his subscribers an opportunity to buy back issues. And I believe the price of his regular physical monthly newsletter is $97 a month. And I believe he charges for each one of his back issues $97 for each issue. And the idea there is that you want to reward your current subscribers by, you know, offering the back issues at the same exact price that everyone else paid. And he offers the back issues in physical format. And I'm bringing this up and the reason why is because I regularly get questions from new subscribers of the Scott Shepper letter, and they ask, "Hey, do you have access to the back issues? Because I want to be caught up. You know, if I start on issue number 3, I want to read issue number 1 and 2 so that I can have all of the training and have all of the knowledge to be caught up to really fully understand issue number 3." And up to this point, I said, no, but in the future, you know, I'll let you know if I do. And, you know, I really wanted to be very deliberate and careful about what I do on this, because I posted this yesterday in the private community portal that everyone gets as a surprise when they join the Scott Shepper letter. And I wanted to ask and get a sense of, for my, you know, long-term subscribers, what they feel about that. You know, if they feel, for instance, option 1 I laid out in the post, I said, hey, what if I just gave away as a hidden bonus a digital version, a digital archive of all the back issues of the previous Scott Shepper letters? That way, you know, new subscribers can cram and get caught up on the latest, you know, right before the latest issue that they get. And so I posted this in the channel, and one of my subscribers, Kathleen Spracklin, posted something that, you know, you'd be very, very careful about creating incentives that were unexpected. You know, like, for instance, this might just introduce people that sign up real quick, download the digital files, digital archive, and then just peace out and cancel. And really, I'm really not too concerned about those types of people, because, you know, really, it's, if they do that, then, you know, don't let the door hit your ass on the way out is my philosophy and how I look at those people. Because A, if they're just trying to get, you know, value for free or minimum price, I am 96% confident that 96% of them will not even do anything with that knowledge, with that information. And so they're kind of shooting themselves in the foot and screwing themselves by not actually investing in each and every issue. Because when you do that, another subscriber commented in the post, it's, you know, they don't have skin in the game, and thus they are not incentivized to actually read that knowledge of and contained in each issue carefully and then apply it. And you probably know exactly what I'm talking about. You know, like I, in the past, I've purchased like, you know, $12 Udemy courses and I didn't even open the damn thing. Or I get courses on, you know, for free and PDFs and all of that. And I don't read the damn stuff, right? I don't apply it. And on the other hand, on the flip side, I've taken courses, you know, like expensive cohort courses that cost $1,000 plus, you know, even multiple $1,000s. And the reason I paid that is so that the money, the investment would make me accountable to actually pay attention and glean at least one thing out of that course that would generate a positive ROI on that investment. So that's why I'm not really too concerned about the, you know, vampire, freeloader, freebie seeking, you know, vampires that really are just spinning their wheels in the mud. Now, on the flip side, when the idea of just giving away a digital archive for free to each new subscriber of the back issues is there's two risks there. One is that the person won't actually, you know, it'll kind of like, I would say, water down the effectiveness of each previous issue for the new subscriber because they get it for free. They're going to try to cram it and read it all. And they may not actually, you know, sit down to actually apply it. And so the second option that I was contemplating and that I posted in the membership portal is the idea of selling the digital issues each individually at about $49.95 a piece, which is roughly the price of the subscription. So they would be essentially paying for a digital version for the same price that everyone else paid for the physical version. And another one of my subscribers, Stephanie Ann, who's freaking awesome, she posted and also offered the idea of what if you make the, you know, digital versions available for like $20. $20 per issue. So, you know, what I responded with to everyone and at least to Kathleen's comment is that I want to make sure that I'm very careful and deliberate about this decision. And I really have been because I've been sitting on this decision and this issue, the, you know, pun intended, issue of back issues for, you know, this is like month four. And I want to be very, very deliberate about this decision because, you know, whatever you decide creates maybe some unexpected incentives. So the point and the principle here is that don't be afraid to just sit for a while on decisions. And a lot of people just, you know, kind of like they make these decisions in a fly-by-night fashion. And I've prided myself on building this own movement, the anti-net movement and the Scott Shepper business, which is really about education and teaching, knowledge development, and writing and marketing. And I built it in a very slow and deliberate fashion. And I'm very grateful for that because, you know, I don't have to go back and really iterate or improve or update things. You know, like for my Antinet book launch, right? Like I did all of that work in November and have not touched a thing since then. It's on autopilot because I spent the time upfront to think through everything very deliberately. Same with the launch of the Scott Shepherd letter. It was thought through very carefully. So this decision is just the same. And so last night I went to bed and I'm like, you know what? I'm probably going to go with option one just to make things simple. I'll give the digital versions away for free as a back issue for free for all the new subscribers. And then about an hour ago, I was thinking about it more, I was like, you know what, the risk of that is that whenever I sit down and I write by hand every single issue, and so I put a freaking hell of a lot of work into each issue. I mean, like this month is a very good example of that, because I'm like putting the finishing touches on issue number four right now, and I'm like, damn, this is a lot of freaking work. And, you know, it's like, I finished this issue and it came out to like 18 and a half pages. And I'm like, shit, like I need to get this thing to 20 pages at least, because how the issues are laid out, they're laid out in multiples of four. So I can either do a 16-page issue, a 20-page issue, or a 24-page issue. And I thought, I was so confident. I'm like, man, this thing that I just wrote out by hand, this thing's going to come in at like 28 pages. I thought it was that long, but it came in at 18 and a half pages. And I'm like, damn, I have packed so much freaking time and knowledge. And like, I went to the office on Saturday, this past Saturday, to finish writing it out by hand and start typing it up and going through my editing process. And so, you know, one of the risks in just giving away all of the back issues for free is it may create this feeling when I'm writing and producing this thing that, wait, I'm actually giving away at least the digital version for free. And thus, it may create this incentive or kind of frame of mind in my mind that, oh, well, if I'm giving it away for free, I don't have to kill myself on each and every single issue, which sometimes it feels like I am. Not really. I mean, but it's work. And, you know, with anything that you do or create, like, there's going to be hard work involved. You know, I just choose my hard work to be dealing with developing and writing. And I'd way rather prefer that type of hard work than the hard work of dealing with like chaos and managing hundreds of people and all of that bull crap, right? This is my way of life. So I'm fine with the hard work and the challenges. It's just, you have to be very selective on what sucky part of life do you want to choose? Because every single route, there are sucky parts. And by sucky parts, they're not really that sucky. They're just inevitable points of life. Like, you have to put in some hard work to create something awesome. Anyway, I don't want to create this incentive or this idea or even thought in my mind while writing this that, oh, I'm giving it away for free. I don't have to like challenge myself. So therefore, about an hour ago, I was like, you know what? What if I just create the back issues and charge even lower price, something at like $12.95, maybe even $19.95, maybe $29.95. The problem with going to $29 is I think a lot of the new subscribers won't actually purchase a lot of the back issues. So by creating the back issues available, the digital versions, at a $12.95 price tag, I think it will incentivize and motivate those who are willing and those that want to catch up to buy the back issues, because $12.95 is really an irresistible offer if you think about it. If you think about, I mean, I think even the current price tag, you know, $49.95 is, you know, significantly more valuable than some of the direct response copywriters out there who charge, you know, $200 per month, right? Like, I've seen those types of newsletters, and there's a lot of filler material and graphics in it. Like, in mine, it's stuffed to the brim with freaking content that I've edited and written out by hand and then edited, you know, dozens of times and then printed out again and then edited it again. So anyway, that's my current thoughts, and that's what's going on right now. And the lesson here for you to take from this is to be very careful, deliberate, and slow in making these decisions, and don't rush it. So anyway, that gives you a little bit of context. Hope that helps and gives you a sense for what it's like to run a freaking awesome, independent intellectual lifestyle business focused on knowledge, writing, and marketing. All right. Peace and love. Talk to you later. Bye-bye now.
Hey, real quick. This podcast was made possible by my sponsor, which is me. Yes, frickin' me, Sir Scott of Shepherd. You see, I am committed to never shilling some dildo freaking hipster crappy product like all the other podcasters do, all right? So my only ask is that you spend 10 seconds right now, pull to the side of the road, even if you're on the frickin' freeway, and rate and review this podcast. Then share it with a friend. That's my only ask. You see, this will help spread my movement. I want to create an army of 1,000 independent writers, creators, and thinkers who get to spend their days doing what they love, writing, creating, thinking, and taking notes using analog tools, while also making multiple six figures if they even choose to. And more importantly, I want to help my people build a tribe of people that they were meant to serve. And so by rating and reviewing this podcast right now, you will directly help me and many others in achieving this mission. Peace.